Alright, this is Moran from the world-renowned, world-famous Murder Junkies. We are sitting here today, this afternoon, on the Lower East Side in St. Mark's at Dojo's with Mr. Mugshot himself, and this is phase one, part one of the interview with Merle Allen. Thank you very much.
What do you think about this anniversary tour?
The tour was much better, more successful than I had anticipated that it would be. I thought we'd probably just end up doing a couple of shows, and it ended up being, what, 8 or 9 shows in 8 or 9 days, and we had big crowds, and it looks like the Murder Junkies are back.
Yeah, with Jeff on vocals?
Well, as you know, Jeff lived way down in South Carolina, so what we're gonna try to do is try to do as many shows as we can with Jeff. And then we're probably going to end up doing a few shows on the East Coast, probably with our last singer that we had before we broke up, you know.
And are you going to participate with the Anti-Scene to play something live with them?
Actually, Friday night we're going down to Philly. They're playing their only East Coast tour, only East Coast show in Philly on Friday night. So I'm going to go down and play Beat on the Brat and Fuck All Y'all.
And what are the immediate plans for Murder Junkies?
The immediate plans for the Murder Junkies, we were planning on trying to do something for Gigi's birthday at the end of August, but that kind of fell apart because we ran out of time and most of the clubs that we were looking to do shows were already booked. So at this point, we're planning on doing a few shows at the middle to end of September. And we have a booking agent in the Midwest, in Chicago, that's booking us 11 dates in the Midwest. That'll be in October. And in the meantime, we're also planning a release of the shows we did in Littleton with the Jabbers. It's going to include the footage from the cemetery. It's going to include the Jabbers set and the Murder Junkies set at the Opera House, which was
is this a CD?
It's going to be a DVD.
A DVD, okay.
And you won't be able to get it in Italy because we won't have one.
Yeah, you're right. We don't deserve it.
Right. But so that's something that we're going to try to get out within the next 2 or 3 months, probably 3 or 4 months it'll come out. But and then also TKO Records has expressed interest in doing a new CD with us, so we're probably going to be working on recording some new music, I would say by the beginning of the year, just to be safe.
What about the extra Murder Junkies, Merle's musical activity?
What's that mean?
You know, outside of the...
Oh, I don't do nothing outside of the Murder Junkies. I get up on stage and jam with whoever will have me. Yeah.
And what's, you know, the normal day for day life for Merle's?
The normal day for me?
Yeah, what do you do? You get out.
I wake up early.
Early?
Very early.
What time?
I'm an early riser, probably 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. I know I'm blowing my cool here, right? Nobody wakes up before noon in New York, right? Except me. I wake up early, I hang around, sometimes I clean the pool, sometimes I, you know.
Your pool?
Yeah, I got a pool, swimming pool. No, it's not mine,
you're
it's my girlfriend. No, no, believe me, I don't have nothing. It's my girlfriend's house and pool. I don't, I'm a rich guy, I wish. I wouldn't, if I was a rich guy, I wouldn't be a rich guy peddling scumfuck rock and roll. That's for sure, man. Contrary to everybody's belief that I have all this money, man, I'm still trying to find out where it is myself.
Yeah. Why did you choose to live in Bloomfield? You lived in St. Mark's place.
No, I lived on 24th.
24th, I read the address on
it. Well, because like most people from Manhattan know that if you're playing music or in the arts, you can't afford to live in the city, so.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's kind of, I mean, I don't think I know anybody that lives in Manhattan anymore. Everybody lives either in Brooklyn or the Bronx or in Queens. So I just chose to move to New Jersey. So that's where my girlfriend lived. And, you know, it's pretty cheap out there. I mean, compared to living in my old apartment on 24th Street was not even as long as this.
Oh my God!
Know, this doorway here.
Yeah.
At the end
and
of
you
here.
Paid.
I paid like $1,400 a month.
Oh my God!
So now I pay like half a mortgage, you know, with my girlfriend, and it's a lot cheaper.
A big house,
and we got a big house with a backyard and a pool and you know attic and basement and garage and.
Yeah. What do you think about the musical scene here in Manhattan? Yeah,
I think it sucks.
It sucks. Yeah.
I don't ever come out to see shows because there's really nobody worth coming to see, as far as I'm.
It's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, I come out once in a while, but usually for you know some country show or something. You know?
Yeah, young bands really suck. Doing new metal and stuff. Yeah,
well, you know, now that when you see all these like bands that are doing coming back and like playing again, you know, it's like, why are all these old bands coming back to play? Because people want to see them because they're sick and tired of all the crap that's coming out. So, mm-hmm. I mean.
Is it easy for the Murder Junkies to find venues? No.
No. I don't know. It's gotten a little bit easier, you know. You know, and at first it was really difficult, and then
with Gigi it was difficult.
It was difficult with Gigi, but we always found clubs that would book us because people.
Yeah,
the clubs figured that
the
people would come,
house,
you know, and so we would just, you know. Well, after Gigi died, it was like really tough for us for a while, you know, because everybody thought we were still doing the same thing and that we were going to have the same kind of singer. And, you know, so people were pissed off when, you know, our singer wasn't doing what Gigi did.
Oh, my God.
You know, and they'd start yelling and shit. But, you know, we went through a lot of singers and finally ended up with Mike Denied, who was actually halfway decent, you know. And we did stuff with him until he became a junkie and ended up in jail. And, you know, and we just went through one sing after another, and really never found anybody we liked. So
that's why we're back with Jeff Clayton again. Yeah,
you know,
the right choice.
Yeah, he's always been our first choice. But I mean, he's got Anti-Scene. He's married. He's got three kids. I mean, he can't just
three kids
pick up and split anytime he wants. You know? So it's
and
difficult.
Tell us something about Dino. He's amazing. He's crazy.
I don't know. Some guy from. Let's see, where the fuck was this guy going from? Sweden or someplace? Sent me a Lunachick shirt today for Dino.
Oh my God.
So, you know, everybody in the world knows Dino's into the Lunachick.
Yeah, you're really into Lunachick.
I mean, I'm surprised you haven't seen him, like, riding his bike around the city.
But do you know them personally, the Lunachicks?
Oh yeah. Yeah. They know him, they all hate him, but...
At the club at the Don Hills you played.
Right.
He didn't play naked, only with a thong.
He wasn't allowed to play naked there.
He wasn't allowed?
No.
Oh, okay.
Some clubs, you know, some clubs are just really uptight, especially since that white, you know, that great white thing with all that, you know, like burning that club down in Rhode Island. I don't know if you ever heard about that, but.
I was seriously amazed by his skills. He's a
you know?
Very, very, very good drummer.
Oh, he's a great drummer, yeah.
My God.
Yeah, sure.
He does some other things apart from Murder Junkies, or
he plays in the Hate Trash Disasters. I always want to call him the Trash Brat. The Hate Trash Disasters. That's his other band. They've actually been to Europe a couple of times, but
to Europe.
They've been to Europe, but I don't know who booked them because they ended up losing money every time they've gone there. So you know, they basically suck.
You think if Gigi wouldn't die at the time, you could have come to Europe? No.
We never would have made it to Europe.
No.
Gigi. I can't make, you know, it's been 10 years since he's been dead, and we still can't get over there, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I'd love it. I get, like, mail and emails and people calling me, when are you coming to Europe, when are you coming, you know? I'd love to come to Europe, but nobody seems to want to book us, you know?
Oh, my God. No, nor in Britain, no.
No. So I don't know. We'll ever make it over.
And,
I think if we had a new record out and we could find like a label that would distribute it,
promote
it, then we probably would have a shot, you know. And I'm hoping that we'll be able to do that in the next year or two, you know.
And what about the Gigi image right now here in New York? Do they still remember Gigi, the young people?
Oh yeah.
I've seen a lot of t-shirts, you know, in the shop.
I tell you, Gigi's like 10 times more popular now than he ever was when he was alive, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, no question about it. He's like a fucking legend, man.
I've seen the comics. The New York Waste.
Yeah, that fucking asshole. I hate that cocksucker.
Yeah? I've seen just one issue, I don't know, it was like the Jabber story.
No, I know, he's just the guy that does that comic. I hate that
fucker. Okay. What about the CBGB?
CBGBs? It sucks. There's nothing. Nobody goes to CBGB. You probably went there just to say you went there.
Yeah,
right?
that's true. Because everybody
goes to CBGBs just to say they went there.
Because there
ain't nobody worth seeing play there anymore, you know?
Yeah. I've noticed that to play in New York, it means to play in front of nobody. There's no audience. You know, the young punk bands.
You find that true?
Yeah.
You've been to a lot of shows here, right?
Yeah, and you know, 10 people, 15.
Where did you go? CBGB?
CBGB, CB 13, and the other one is the in the West Village, the Knitting Factory.
Yeah.
You
know what it is? It's like the clubs, they don't want to book any good bands anymore because then they have to pay them, you know?
Ah, okay.
So all these clubs, all they want to do is get bands to play for free.
Yeah.
So they'll get shitty bands, you know, I mean, they might sound okay.
Okay, they all play for free.
They all play for practically nothing, you know.
Incredible.
And then what happens is the club will make money off the drinks
from their friends
and stuff.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
They have to sell X amount of tickets or get X amount of people to come. So all their friends, they load the club with 6 or 7 bands every night. They get their friends to come, they all drink, they make the money from the bar and for admission. But the bands don't make jack shit.
Incredible.
And because the clubs don't want to pay them, so that's why there's no good music in New York unless you go to like the bigger clubs that can afford that will pay. And that's why we, you know, when you came to our show at Don Hills, I mean, we had an okay crowd, but the rest of the tour we had great shows, we had big crowds.
I was surprised by that.
When you play at Don Hills and it's $15 to get in, our fans can't afford it. I didn't even know that. I was pissed when I saw that in the paper. It was $15 to get in.
And then drinks
were $7 or $8, $6, $7 for our fans can't afford that. Only for you rich fuckers from the country.
You will be in on the right street.
Can afford that.
You know, the mugshot's lyrics are about serial killers.
I love serial
killers. Oh, I knew that.
Absolutely.
You got
about 100 different pieces of artwork
By Gacy,
Ramirez, Henry Lee Lucas, Otis Toole, Danny Rowling, Kenneth Bianchi. I have one by Charles Manson. So I have quite an extensive collection of art and letters and cards and all kinds of stuff.
You ever met the...
It's all for sale, so why don't you come shop it up to my house before you leave home?
In Bloomfield. And have you ever met a serial killer?
I met...
Gacy.
No, we're leaving in a minute. Thank you for your... I met Danny Rowling a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Went to Death Row in Menard, Florida. Okay. Rayford, Florida, yeah.
Now, final message from Mer Allen.
Peace, love, and understanding, baby.
JK Lee.
Yeah, it's been great, and tell everybody in Italy that they should have us come over there and play someday.
Yeah.